This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number 3 of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working out there in the oil fields here in the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. All right, joining us again from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, we talked about General Flynn to begin with, but now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about Adam Schiff, and here's why. More documents coming out are now implicating more people and absolutely positively burying previous statements made by Congressman Adam Schiff about having concrete evidence, because there never was any concrete or incriminating evidence at all against General Flynn or anybody else that he pointed him in the direction of.
Yeah, I wrote a piece last night that was titled that Schiff seems to be the only person in Washington, D.C., that had evidence. Nobody else did.
Yeah.
Including, I actually included the interview, the documents of all the interviews that the Schiff investigation team did. And it was really quite fascinating, because those that said they had no tangible evidence, they didn't see any kind of illicit connections or anything, included Clapper, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, Loretta Lynch, and John Brennan.
Yep.
And there's more, but none of them had any quote-unquote empirical evidence of conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So they had maybe suspicions, but they didn't have it, and neither did any of the team, the pile of lawyers and FBI agents that were assigned to the Mueller operation. So what this really tells you is they built a case on nothing. It was all inferred in opinion and possibility, not even probability.
Uh-huh.
So we went through a national nightmare for nothing that was very expensive.
Right.
But after the motion yesterday by the Department of Justice to close the case on Flynn, two people sent out tweets that are in my article.
Mm-hmm.
One was James Comey, and his little petulant, snotty tweet read, "The DOJ has lost its way." But career people, please stay because America needs you. The country is hungry for honest, competent leadership.
Wow.
Not to be outdone.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone. What was it that Adam Schiff said in his tweet? Oh, Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his illicit Russian contacts.
Mm-hmm.
He lied. His lies do not become truth. The dismissal does not exonerate him,
mm-hmm.
but it does incriminate Bill Barr, the worst politicization of the Justice Department in its history. So we're calling Sergei Kislyak
mm-hmm.
an illicit Russian contact. Yet Kislyak was invited to all kinds of events in Washington,
D.C. Sure was.
Where Democrats attended.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He was on the list, I guess you might as well say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. Now, let me get on over here to the caller here. Dan DeMann, what's on your mind? We got about a minute.
Okay. As my grandfather used to say, half the country wants to be BS'd. All right? Democrats, it's easier to believe in a fantasy than to deal with reality.
That's uh-huh.
what you're seeing here. What they said about Flynn and Kislyak, if you go back even to this day, you'll find American generals, Russian generals, Chinese generals. You'll find American generals studying under Japanese and Chinese admirals. This is a long tradition. You kind of want to know your foe and your enemy just in case you do ever have a conflict and adversaries become enemies. This is nothing unusual. When you get to Washington, you meet everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody is in Washington. I mean, I don't know how many Russian ambassadors or, from the embassy I had met there. And most of the time they speak better English than most Americans.
Yeah.
But what he did was nothing. That is commonplace. That is protocol. That's standard operating procedure in D.C.
Mm.
So that's kind of where got to kind of fill in the blanks. Flynn got on the bad side of Obama because of ISIS. He was calling it a JV team, and Flynn would say, no, it's not. Not all going well in Syria.
Yeah. All right, well, here comes...
I hear your music.
All right, thanks, Dan. Dan the man, everybody.
Okay.
All right, and Denise, you hang on, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, Gavin Newsom spent about $1 billion on a bunch of masks from China. Not going to get them. Not going to get them. We'll tell you all about that, and then we'll talk about that gal in Texas, the beauty salon owner. Last I knew, it was $500,000 in the GoFundMe account. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Balance of Nature folks. And remember, I am taking Balance of Nature. I'm taking the fruits and veggie capsules. It's pretty easy. You take two a day, two in the morning or in the afternoon, or one in the morning, one at night, whatever you want to do. But I will tell you this, it'll help you with your immunity. It'll give you a little extra pep in your step. It'll just make you feel a little bit better. That's what it's doing with me. Real food, real science, real nutrition, no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, and it's all the nutritional equivalent of at least 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, too, and that's always good for you. Remember how your mom used to say, don't forget to eat all your vegetables, and you'd sit there and go, yeah, sure, right, uh-huh. But, I mean, this is really good stuff. It tastes good, and it is good for you. So to find out more, go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or the phone number, 800-246-8751. Call them up, and what you're going to find out is when you tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, guess what? 35% comes off the price. You get a 35% discount. So, balanceofnature.com, or 800-246-8751. You'll feel better. You'll feel better. BalanceOfNature.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, we forgot to mention, I forgot to mention, you didn't, because you're aware of it because you wrote about it, but the documents yesterday showed that Obama knew about Flynn's wiretap calls before the acting attorney general, Sally Yates, knew about it, which tells us that Obama was obviously either leading this charge or was very much informed as to what was going on.
January the 5th, 2017, there was quite the meeting at the Oval Office. At that meeting was Comey, Vice President Biden, which I happen to write about, what did he know and when did he know and why isn't the media asking him anyway.
Yep.
Brennan, Clapper, several others, including Sally Yates. And at that meeting, several were asked to leave, and a couple were told to stay behind. And when they were told to stay behind, the conversation went on to the matter that the call that happened between Flynn and Kislyak.
Uh-huh.
And Obama said that he was well aware of it. Well, Sally H was absolutely shocked that that was the case. Now, how would Obama know about the call? And the one thing that nobody has talked about yet, and I've kind of pushed it with people, is the unmasking. Anybody remember the unmasking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the only way that Obama could have known about the call, the details of the call, because they're all recorded. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, that's procedural.
Yep.
Kislyak and Flynn knew the calls were being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way they could do that is to request the call be unmasked and then listen to those details.
Mm.
Now, let's not forget that Susan Rice had a couple requests for unmasking, but Samantha Power's name got put on about 200 or 300 of them.
Correct.
Of who person A or person B was. And then she said, well, somebody must have used my name because it wasn't me. Remember that whole thing?
I do.
Okay. So I would like to see the media begin to ask Vice President Biden, what did you know and when did you know it? Because you were in this meeting on January the 5th, 2017,
right,
and noticed that nobody's asked.
All right. Well, let me drift down over here because we've got a caller. Good morning. Is this William up in Wyoming?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you, Captain? Hello, Denise.
Hello.
What's up, William?
Okay, so a couple things. I need to, could you please announce over the air that veterans line again? And also, have you heard any correlation between 5G and people dying more frequently in those areas with the COVID?
You're talking about the number for the veterans to call for help?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Yep.
All right, well.
Yeah, and then any correlations that you've researched that find that, like, 5G areas, I noticed on the COVID map that those people are getting wiped out way faster than other areas where 5G isn't active.
Yeah, we've been hearing rumors, and, of course, that's the China stuff again, right?
Right, we got it in some of the cities here in the United States, too.
Okay,
so.
Well, let me give out the phone number here, and we'll let Denise answer the other. So thanks a lot, William, and stay careful and stay safe up there, my man.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. And God bless. Okay, now, the phone number for the veterans, if you need help, COVID-19 help, is 800-827-0648. It's 800-827-0648. That's a 24/7 line. It's called the Veterans COVID-19 Assistance Line. Give it a call if you're having any problems, whether it's financial or health-wise or whatever. Okay, Denise, now, 5G.
Well, I'm not sure of a correlation there. 5G is really, we have it across the country, and it's been tested by several of the telecom companies, T-Mobile, AT&T, mm-hmm. and a few others. So I don't know that... there could be some kind of a correlation there, but 5G is here to stay. We can't stop it, and it should be here to stay. What's at issue is the competition between being the leader in global 5G versus China, and therein lies where our telecom companies are working diligently to, have the lead of 5G, rightly so. But what China has done is they've stolen a lot of that technology from us. So,
yeah.
That's the bad part of it.
All right. Now, I don't know if you heard about this one, but our friend Pamela Geller has sued New York City, and in particular Mayor Bill de Blasio, for his suspension of the First Amendment. Now, what this is all about is not being able to assemble, not being able to say certain things, and people are getting arrested. The police department is being put on the spot and being pretty much hung out to dry because the mayor's not standing behind them. So what do you think about all that nonsense?
Well, I mean, there's lots of mayors that have done that, but she would do that because she obviously lives in New York City. I don't think she's going to get anywhere with that because there's something known at the state level as police power, and they do have the authority to restrict First Amendment gatherings in the case of an emergency, but they have to substantiate that action, and it's not a forever action.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is that she's asking for. I looked at the lawsuit. I didn't see any compensatory requirements or any of that. I just saw that, you know, she was doing that. So I don't know where it's going to go. I don't think it's going to go anywhere personally.
Now, the governor of Michigan, with all the troubles that she's been having, has now come out and said, I need help because I'm broke and I haven't any got no more money to pay for unemployment and welfare and this, that, and the other. I mean, hello. How many more blue states are going to do this to us?
Well, lots of them are, but I will also tell you that Steve Mnuchin has already said, too bad, so sad,
mm-hmm.
that he is not going to bail out states that have mismanaged their budgets. If they can, they have to pay for it first. If they can present a bill that was COVID-related
mm-hmm.
or healthcare-related, then they will consider reimbursement. But just because they got to go pay for legacy costs, no, the answer to that is, I mean, you know, so Nancy Pelosi and crowd can commiserate with all the governors that they want in blue states and, you know, try and see if they can get something passed in the House, but it won't pass in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mitch McConnell said no,
mm-hmm.
but now you got Steve Mnuchin saying no.
All right, now finally, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has launched a China task force as China is accusing the U.S. of blame games. Now, what are we going to do with a China task force?
Well, they're just going to investigate it, but the bigger thing is it's not just the United States. Watch Europe. Europe is incensed over all of this.
Okay. All right. Well, we will talk to you on the weekend show, so you have yourself a great day. It's going to be a nice day to be outdoors. So I'll see you tonight. All right. Thank you very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read the great article she's got over there, and then you'll know what I know when she knows it. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Many governors across the United States are disregarding or creatively interpreting White House guidelines and easing their state's lockdowns on letting businesses reopen, according to the Associated Press. The AP determined that 17 states do not appear to meet at least one of the key benchmarks set by the White House for loosening up, which is a 14-day downward trajectory in new cases or infection rates. And yet many of those states have begun to reopen or about to do so, including Alabama, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah. Because of the broad way in which the non-binding guidelines were written, other states, including Georgia, have technically managed to meet the criteria and reopened despite not seeing a steady decline in cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report number 2, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two great campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And they're going to tell you all about themselves coming up here right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, and we know that more and more people right now that are sitting home, that are not working, that are just anxious to get back to work, are thinking about, well, what if I could do better? What if I could just make some more money, maybe doing something I'd like to do because I can repair things, I can take things apart, I can this, I can that. Well, here's an idea for you, ladies and gentlemen, you should jump on like right now. It's called the National Aviation Academy because you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. You can start out your first year 40 hours a week.
You can bring down about $60,000 a year. You can make more than that if you want to apply yourself and things work out for you. Because if you want to work, the work is there. I'll guarantee you that one with all these aircraft parked right now. Because they can't go up in the air again until they've been certified mechanically or repaired mechanically before they can even move the wheels to go anywhere. So think about that. So here's what you do. Check them out online. The website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour either at the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston or the one in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Whichever one is closest to you. Again, website, naa.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, an advocacy group, sometimes at odds with military chaplains, sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense last week calling for an investigation into a senior Army chaplain who in South Korea was using military email to send 35 subordinates copies of a book that said coronavirus is part of God's punishment for sins. Okay. For some reason, I'm not surprised that the complaint was made, because it seems to be pretty easy to complain about anything these days that's religious when it comes to the military, just me saying that. By the way, the Army has provided service histories for three former Green Berets involved in the failed incursion into Venezuela earlier this week. That's an incident that's still short on details, but it looks to me like somebody blew them in, because they were captured right off the bat before they could even hardly do anything. Now, the Navy has now stopped their daily COVID-19 updates for the stricken warships, the USS Theodore Roosevelt and the USS Kidd. Now, this is probably because they still have cases being reported. Just a guess on my part. And a driver yesterday who sped onto a Southern California Navy airbase without authorization at Navy's China Lake Air Base was killed when his car smashed into a metal barrier at high speed. He got through the first gate, didn't get through the second gate, and the barrier stopped him and killed him. That's what it's designed to do. Also, as the Navy tries ensuring COVID-19-related restrictions don't hollow out the force, active duty enlisted sailors with vital skills can now delay their high-year tenure separations for up to 24 months. And sailors can reenlist for up to a year before their contracts end. Now, the Navy has truncated orders for its ill-fated littoral combat ship because the small vessels were vulnerable to attack and too lightly armored. And now a new report suggests that the frigate, intended to replace many of the littorals, is going to cost about 56% more than the projected early rates, partially because it's a bigger ship. What were you thinking, right? Now, the Air Force had two of their B-1 Lancer bombers fly from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota to the Baltic region on Tuesday to take part in a bomber task force mission and train with the Danish Air Force. They're there now. In addition, the U.S. Air Force has created a new Air Force specialty code that will move its Special Tactics Tactical Air Control Party, known as TACP, and combat rescue officers into their own special warfare tier. Now, the Senate Armed Services Committee will hear from General Charles Q. Brown, Jr., to consider his nomination to be the service's 22nd Chief of Staff today. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said that the annual Marine rotation to Australia was approved and back on the table following a deployment delay due to the COVID-19 restrictions. By the way, has anybody seen Chester 15? That's the bulldog, the mascot of the Marine Corps. Don't worry. He's absolutely alive and well and thriving in quarantine. Because when the Marine Barracks in Washington, D.C. announced it would be postponing parade season in the face of the novel COVID-19 epidemic, the dog was taken to a safe location where he is being well taken care of, Chesty 15. Also, the Marine Corps has announced the shuffle of its 2- and 3-star generals with nominations of new leadership for Marines in the Pacific, the aviation community, training and education, and more. Well, you've heard about the Space Force, right? Well, now, the U.S. military's newest branch has just declared itself officially open for business with the release of its first ever recruiting ad that you will see on television and hear on the radio. Now, the Senate, in an attempt to, was attempting to override President Trump's Iran More Powers veto, didn't get the votes. The president vetoed the action, but they couldn't override it. So, it stands. Also, a former California representative, Duncan Hunter, wants to push back the start of his prison term for stealing campaign funds until next year because of concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. We'll see if they're able to do that or not. And veterans, those of you involved with the burn pits, you could face greater dangers from coronavirus than what's gone on with the burn pits. Now, Veterans Affairs officials are again warning veterans who were exposed to the open-air burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan that the risks for respiratory complications are much worse than worrying about the coronavirus outbreak. I'm not surprised to hear that. And Raytheon and Lockheed Martin's joint venture for the Javelin is completed production of the first-ever F-model of the soldier-fired anti-tank weapon, meant to be more lethal against advanced armor and soft targets. We'll see how that works out. Oh, by the way, General Dynamics has received $1 billion since the renegotiation of a $10 billion contract for Canada to sell light-armored vehicles to Saudi Arabia. We'll see how that works out. And Lockheed Martin has appointed Dennis Gage to a newly created job of Vice President for Operations in Central and Eastern Europe, and they're trying to push sales there as well as sell more material that they make in the U.S. Now, the talks come even as the Trump administration intensifies its maximum pressure strategy between Iran and the U.S. They're trying to negotiate a prisoner release. The U.S., of course, is threatened to shoot Iranian gunboats out of the water in the Persian Gulf if they harass our ships. We'll see how all that works out. Meanwhile, I'm coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be up next. Got a lot of stuff to talk about with him. And good morning to Ed, Trucker Ed. Ed, Trucker Ed's out on the highway. And you truck them safe out there, Ed. Same with Eric, our trucker, Trucker Mark. And Jeff, the limo guy down in Sarasota. Hope you're all having a great day. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by the Funwell Baby people. And you know, Funwell Baby SPF 50-plus sun hats are adjustable. They last for years. They're super cute. And most importantly, protect little ones from the sun, from newborns to the 8-year-old age group. Now, these hats usually stay on because of a toggle that tightens around the crown of the head so it won't blow off. And there's breathable mesh in the back to keep your child cool, too. They're also super lightweight and made for a sun and water environment. I'll tell you what, parents and grandparents of newborns, something for you to get involved in, and infants and toddlers love this little Funwell baby hat. You ought to see what they do. It's kind of like the Vietnam vets wearing the jungle hats, but there you go. So, you can use the code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off a $30 purchase through today. That's Captain 15 for the $15 off a $30 purchase through today. The offer ends tonight at midnight. Tonight at midnight. Just tell them the captain sent you and truck on over to funwellbaby.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I heard something yesterday about the labor report that came out and the 33.5 million jobs, people that are out of work. It's the worst post-war labor report ever.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. You know, unfortunately, what we're looking at, Matt, is a situation where I don't like them talking about records in this sense. the media loves talking about records and how terrible it is. The focus is on that. This is self-imposed. It really is. This is, you know, we're basically saying to ourselves, you know, in 7 weeks, we're going to put 33.5 million people out of work.
Never should have happened.
No, it shouldn't have happened. It's not a good situation. We need to open up this country. They're opening up around the world, which is great. I just got some news that even Europe, one of the places I like to go to, Greece, has basically declared victory.
Yep.
They're going to start opening up for tourists on June 1st. And everybody needs to do the same. But in certain states, like the one that I'm at, they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And I at some point in time, people are going to push back. They
yeah.
are. There's only so much they can take. And, it, you know, it has to be schools. It has to be sports. It has to be all of these things that people love to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. And New York is just dragging their butt. But then again, you know, I know the excuses. I keep hearing it from Cuomo. But the thing about Cuomo, and he's got to live with this one, he's the one with his executive order that sent the people back to the nursing homes to die and got everybody else sick at the nursing homes. He's the one.
Yeah, I mean, if his last name was Pataki, he was the last Republican governor, he'd be charged with manslaughter. It's complete incompetence. We did everything wrong. We sent kids home from school. We shut everything down. But we didn't protect people who were at risk. We didn't protect the elderly. We didn't protect the nursing homes and the assisted living facilities. And that's what was needed to be done. And we didn't do it.
Yeah, and a perfect example of how to do it right is Florida.
Did a great job.
Yeah.
And again, everybody was hammering DeSantis. Yeah, a lot of people made this point. It was made yesterday on Limbaugh's program as well. You know, everybody in the media was telling how there's going to be major breakouts all over the country because of spring break. I haven't heard of a single death. I haven't heard of a single issue of all those kids that were having a grand old time down there on spring break.
No.
It was fine. And again, he got pressured to send everybody home because that was what was going on in the media at that point in time.
Yeah.
The problem is not with kids. It isn't. The problem is with people that that are older and have these certain pre-existing conditions.
Yep. Now, the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, is now seeking U.S. aid for $3 billion worth of a shortfall in her budget, not being able to pay for things. And to quote Steve Mnuchin, nope, not going to happen.
But Michigan's had its issues, without a doubt. They want to get themselves back up and run, you know, back up to stuff and back going again. Open up your economy. Stop pushing back. I did hear that she is going to allow the auto plants to open up.
That's right.
I heard that's going to happen. I think either this weekend or maybe early next week. I'm not exactly sure, but, that's most certainly a step in the right direction. My curiosity in this is that whether or not the unions are going to go along with it. Hopefully that they do. But that's a step in the right direction. We need to stop with all the bailouts. Pelosi's latest thing with the $750 billion to states and governments is absolutely insane. Better not happen. That's a loser for Trump. Trump goes in, he bails out the states and writes another huge check to all of these governments that have done a really poor job. That will not help him with his supporters in the fall.
Well, Pelosi just dismissed Trump's idea to call for the to cut the payroll taxes and capital gains taxes. She says, nope, not going to happen. And I think you and I talked about this week that's going to be the bargaining point for something. Is that not what we talked about?
I think it will, but I'm sorry. That's not the trade-off we want, Matt. We don't want to cut that and then also cut another $750 billion to governments that are not doing a good job. We don't really need that. What we really need coming out of this, capital gains reduction would be great. And obviously, payroll tax reduction would be fantastic too. But we need, you know, the kind of like almost a post coronavirus PPP program, not where you're just giving out money to existing businesses, but where you're encouraging entrepreneurs to start new businesses because a lot of businesses are going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And we need people to come out of the woodwork. We need people that have got ideas, that want to start a restaurant, that want to do various different things, the ability to go out there and borrow money, having an easier process with the SBA to go have access to money so they can go ahead and do that. That will make the economy dynamic again. Many banks might be a little bit hesitant at this coming out to be lending money. The SBA has to force the issue a little bit and get capital into young entrepreneurs.
How did we allow the PPP to get so screwed up? Now, let me explain. Loans were not going proportionately to the hardest hit areas. We had companies that didn't need the money, that got money. And then all of a sudden yesterday, I'm hearing about the IRS is saying, well, those of you that were dead that got a check, we wanted you to send it back. How did this happen?
Well, listen, it's the government and their computer systems, and you're coming to checks from the IRS and all that good stuff. But, you know, with the PPP program, and obviously how it works through the banks, they have their preferred clients, the ones that have been doing business with them for a longer period of time, do a more sizable amount of business. They're obviously going to go to the front of the list. The community banks, actually, it worked out really well. They got a lot of money out to certain companies. I think there was also a misunderstanding and how the PPP program worked. I think that the limitations that were put on it for many businesses, such as restaurants, were a bit onerous in the sense that it's not smart for restaurants to keep on in their entire staff if they're not working. You can't do that. They've got other expenses that they have to deal with. Even if they're doing curbside delivery, if you're just doing curbside delivery and pickup, okay, you may need to keep your kitchen staff on and maybe a server or two at the most, but you know, you're not making as much money, you still have to pay the rent. So the PPP program doesn't allow for that, which made it much more difficult for many businesses to access.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things here. Health insurers right now, several of the U.S.'s biggest for-profit insurers are going to be giving discounts to customers hit by the virus. They're actually going to give them premium money back.
I don't know much about that. I don't understand how that works. I mean, they're doing pretty well in themselves.
The auto insurers are giving like 15%, 20% back on the premiums.
Because people aren't driving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as much. I got that too. I got the little thing in the mail because people are not driving around.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as many accidents, so the people not going from place to place. They felt, gee whiz, better give some of this money back because we're insuring cars that aren't moving.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got Nintendo; their profits up 33% as people have been kept at home. And what are they doing? They're playing Nintendo.
Yeah, a lot of people. I'm not a video game guy by any stretch of the imagination. My kids a little bit, but not so much. But, it doesn't surprise me. You know, a lot of these tech companies are doing well under these circumstances.
So we got today's Friday. I don't know what we're going to see next week. People are investing in all sorts of things. I heard somebody say, gold is the only way to go. Gold, it's going to be five times what it's worth, or whatever number they threw out there. And you and I have had this conversation about gold before. Is gold the answer?
It's a hedge, not an answer. There is no one answer when it comes to investing or putting money away. It's a hedge. It's not something you put all your money in by any stretch.
Okay, well, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and try to stay out of trouble and stay warm. I'm going to say it's cold up there.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Yep. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. You'll catch his weekend show on a lot of these same stations over the weekend. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be coming right back with more. And Frank Salvato, too, from the Underground USA podcast. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain. America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.